Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for coming to our cheer today. I want to welcome my mother. Thank you for coming in. It means a lot to us. The topic of today's cheer is the power of a bracha. And I was thinking about what is it that makes brachos so powerful, that we start our day with brachos. The Chazal tells us we should say 100 brachos a day. What is it that makes a bracha powerful? But not only is it the brachos that we say, but it's the brachos that we give one another, the brachos that we hear, that we take, that we give. What is it about a bracha? So I wanted to look at the most unusual bracha, I feel, that we use all the time and see the different aspects of it to understand what a bracha really is all about. And I'm talking about the bracha of Bilam, the parsha we read a few weeks ago of Balak. We read the parsha that Bilam HaRasha wanted to come and curse the Jewish people. And when he got there and he saw the camp of the Jewish people, all he could do was bless them. Hashem made it so that he blessed God. But not only that, this is the bracha, or the tefillah, that we use every morning when we enter shul, every morning when we start our day. Ma tovu ohalecha Yaakov mishkanosecha Yisrael. How goodly are your tents and your dwelling places, O Israel. So the question really needs to be asked. Why in the world is a bracha from a Rasha who is a non-Jew part of our tefillah, how we start our day? We get up in the morning, the first thing we say to ourselves, Moda Ani, thank you Hashem that I'm alive, that I can see, that I can stand, that I can talk. We go and wash our hands, and when we're washing our hands, we have in mind, just as the Kohen Gadol washed for the service in the Beis HaMikdash, so too am I washing my hands with a bracha so I can go out and serve God. This is my mission in life. And then when I start davening, I say, Ma Tovu, the same bracha that Bilam, who hates me, who wanted to curse me, said. Are there not enough brachos in Tanakh and Tehillim that we could have thought of something different? But there's a very profound understanding of why we use Dafka, especially Bilam's bracha. We can say that what is it about Bilam's bracha that was so remarkable? Rashi says, well, there's a pasuk before the Matovu that Bilam had a Ruach Elohim, a godly spirit. And Rashi says that in his heart he did not want to curse. Now we know there are others that say that he did want to curse, but Rashi says he did not want to curse at that moment. And the Ramban continues to say that at that very moment, Bilam saw, he was inspired, and he said he wanted to do God's will in his mind. I'm doing God's ratzon. I'm doing what Hashem wants me to do at that moment. And that is how we have to start our day. That we all have wants, we all have desires, we all have drives to do things that we're not supposed to do in all different areas of our life. And the Torah dictates how we should behave, how we should conduct ourselves based on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem wants us to do. We're doing his ratzon, his will, and not ours. And that's what Bilam is teaching us. He wanted to curse, but at that moment he was inspired. He said, I'm going to do God's will and not my will. And that's how we begin our day. Because we all know the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, where Rabban Gamliel says, Aser ritzono kirtzoncha, make your will like his will, kidei shiyeh ritzoncha ritzono, so that his will be your will. Because once we start doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, we feel the benefits, we feel the closeness to Hashem, that is the bracha. And that's what I'm going to try to discuss, that what is bracha? Bracha is closeness to God. That's what it is. That as close as we are to Hashem, that is the blessing that we have in our life. We see this, as an aside, we see the same concept and a different bracha that another hater of the Jewish people gave to the Jewish people, and we use it all the time. And that bracha is that what Lavan gave to Rivka when he left to go with Eliezer to marry Yitzchak. Before Rivka left, Lavan says, Achotenu, at tehel alfei revava. My sister, you should become the mother of myriads, of thousands. Now, when a kala is sitting in the kala chair, it's a custom And it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that the father goes to the daughter and says, Achotenu at tehele alfei ruvava, my sister, you should be the mother of many. Why in the world are we using the bracha of love on Harasha, who wanted to destroy the Jewish people? Bikesh la'akoras hakol, as we say in the Haggadah, why do we use that bracha? Even more so, the bracha didn't take true. It didn't happen. She was an akara. She was barren for 20 years until she had Yaakov and Esau. So why are we using this bracha? So Chazal tell us that the remainder of the bracha of Lavan says that ve'yarish zarecha se'ar sonai, that your children should conquer their enemies. Who are the enemies of the Jewish people? The other children of Lavan. So in essence, at that very moment, he was blessing his sister with a full heart. No ulterior motives, even though it would not turn out well for him. Even though at that very moment, Rivka was, in essence, throwing away everything she'd ever learned from her family, the Avodah Zarah, the anti-chesed. She's throwing it all away and following Eliezer to follow the house of Avraham. She didn't look at her Masorah. She didn't want it. She turned her face to it. She was not being respectful, turning away what she should have turned away, but to them, what are you doing? You don't care about where you came from. And even so, at that very moment, Lavan had a full heart of bracha to give to his sister. And what Chazal are teaching us is that that is how we give brachos to others. That when somebody gets a beautiful new redone kitchen, and you say to them, you should use it well and cook for many simchas and nourish your family, we shouldn't have in our mind, yeah, right, they just did their kitchen 5 years ago, very nice. I'm not really into that. It should say, you know what, if just because you have something, you did not take it away from me. If I don't have it and you do, it's not something that you did to me. We need to appreciate what other people have and really wish them well with a full heart, as Lavan taught us, and that's how we bless our daughters. That's what we tell them at their chasana. Yes, there are things you have to daven for in your life. Rivka needed to daven for children. Even more so, her husband had to daven for her because he was a tzaddik ben tzaddik and her father was not a tzaddik. But even so, at that moment, when you're wishing someone well, it needs to be 100% with good intention, and that's what Lavan was teaching us. So now we're going to get back to our bracha of Matovu. Okay. So Rashi says, as we all know, what did Bilam see? Bilam saw that the doorways of the tents were not facing each other. That Sharah, Shepischehem, She'enan, Mechavnim, Zeh, Mul Zeh. They did not face each other. The first thing we talk about is how tznius Klal Yisrael is. How tzanua we are. We are a people of modesty. We are a people who don't need to look into other people's homes to see what's going on there. We keep to ourselves. We are private. We are tznius. And he was amazed because that was not the way of the world at the time. As we see as the parshiyos go on with the girls of Moab and how they enticed the Jewish people, they were not like us. They'd never seen anything like this, a whole camp not facing each other. But there's another interesting concept. And there's a Gemara that states, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in Birkaso Shel Oso HaRasha, so Rabbi Yochanan says from the bracha of this Rasha, Lamad Masha Haya Belibo, we learn what was in his heart. Bikesh Lomar Shelo Yihyeh Bate Knisios Ubate Midrashim Belo Tishra Shechina Alehem. That in essence, we know what was in his heart. Bilam did not want us to have shuls, to have schools, and he did not want the Shechina to be resting upon us. Because he saw when the doorways were not facing each other, that husbands and wives had privacy and they built homes, that the Shechina was on them. And he knew that if the Shechina was on Klal Yisrael, they were going to be eternal. They were going to exist forever. He didn't want that. But he also did not want them to have shuls and not to have places of learning. He did not want them shuls or schools. Because when we say Matov Ohalecha Yaakov, the Ohel refers to the Bate Knisios, the places of tefillah. Mishkanosecha is the Bate Midrashim, the places of learning. Because through tefillah and through learning, Klal Yisrael will always exist. They will always exist. The Gemara continues to say, Amar Rabbi Abba ben Kahana,
Kulam chazru leklala chutz mi bate knisios bate midrashos shne'amar v'yafoch Hashem elokecha lecha es haklala lebracha ki ahavta Hashem elokecha.
All of the brachos that Bilam gave the Jewish people reversed. They went backwards. We had people reigning over us. We were not in the lead. The only one that existed was the bracha of the Beis Knesses, of the Shul, and the Batei Midrashos, of the places of learning. Because there's a pasuk later on in Sefer Devarim that talks about Bilam, and it says that the klala in singular, the curse, reversed to a bracha in singular. One remained. The only one that remained was that of the Shuls and of the schools. Because once again, what is bracha? It's connection to Hashem. Where is the place of connection to God? When we go and when we daven. When we daven. And we go and we learn. I once heard that tefillah, we talk to Hashem. Learning, Hashem talks to us. It's a conversation. It's a going and hearing and listening. We talk, we hear, we beg, we cry, we laugh, we thank. We learn, we hear Hashem's words. And with that conversation, we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that occurs, yes, of course, davening at home, of course. But davening with the tzibur, it's exponentially greater. Because we know the word tzibur, it's tzadi, yud, beis, resh. Tzadi for tzadikim, beis for beinonim, and resh for resha'im, coming together. We all come together, we're all a group. Because when I'm davening by myself, Hashem looks at, you know, my schuyos, my merits, my deficiencies. But when I'm davening together, everyone comes together. So if I'm not so strong in something, but my friend who's davening there is, their schusim help me with my tefillah. And that's what Bilam wanted us not to have. And that is what we indeed do have. And Chazal say that they will never go away. Because the bracha of the Beis Knesses and the Beis Medrash, it is shakul at all. Because when we have that, we have a place of unity, we have a place of growth, and a place of connecting to Hashem, which is bracha. So an ohel, with Matov Ohalecha Yaakov, an ohel is that which is temporary. It is a temporary tent, we pitch it, we take it down, we pitch it somewhere else, we take it down. Mishkan Osecha is that which is more permanent. So Chazal say that an ohel is that of the Mishkan. I know Mishkan Osecha is the word Mishkan, but the Mishkan that we had in the desert, because we would take it apart, take it where we had to go, take it apart again. And the Mishkan was the Beis HaMikdash, our permanent place of connecting to Hashem. Now, it's apropos that we are now in the time of the 9 days, and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash any longer. But we still have our shuls, and we still have our places of learning, and we still have the personal bayit, the personal home that we've built, that where we live, where we raise our children, where we bring the shechina. And that is where we connect to Hashem now. So the shuls are exceptionally important. I think that might be why we're all drawn to shul. We're just all drawn to it. I don't know why, but we have to go. We have to learn there. We have to do it. Because that is our connection as a tzibur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where we all come together. But the bracha also mentions Yaakov and Yisrael. And those are two elements of the Jewish people, because Bilam was blessing all of us, every one of us. So let's talk about the Yaakov type of Jew. So Yaakov, the name Yaakov means heel, which is a kind of funny name for Rivka and Yitzchak to name their son heel, but he held on to the heel of his brother, so it didn't even have to do with him. I'm holding on to his heel. I'm holding on tight. So these are people who are not as connected to Torah and mitzvot, but they still hold on. Because all of us, no matter how far removed we are, still have a relationship in some sort of way to Hashem. Yaakov was holding on to the heel of Esav because the Yaakov name are those who are involved in the Esav world. And when I say Esav, I do not mean evil. I mean, people are just not as connected at this point. And it's interesting that, you know, Rivka could have just gone into Yitzchak and say, hey, Yaakov needs the bracha. Esav doesn't. I can see this. I've got this Bina Yisera. I know what's going on. Listen to me. But she did it in a very funny way. She had Yaakov dress up like Esav tricking his father, thinking that he was Esav, because even when we dress like Esav, and again, not in the evil perspective, but rather in that as connected to Torah and mitzvot at this at whatever time it is in a person's life, we still got the bracha from Yaakov, from Yitzchak. We still got a bracha saying that, because Yaakov got the bracha when he was dressed up as Esav, he got the bracha that everyone is blessed. No one should ever feel, it's not for me. It's only for those who are learning full time. It's only for those who learn in the morning at night. Only those who go to shul. The brachos of Klal Yisrael belong to everybody. And then there's Yisrael. The word Yisrael comes from Sar, right? A minister, someone who's very high up. That's when we behave in a very connected way to Hashem and a very spiritually high level, which creates a mishkan, a permanent dwelling place for Hashem. And Bilam blessed us all. He blessed the Yaakov, he blessed the Yisrael, of our ohel, our permanent tents, and of our mishkan, ohel of our temporary tents, and our mishkan, our permanent tents. Bilam blessed all of Jewish people because we are one. And that's what he saw when he looked out at the tents of the Jewish people. When we talk about looking into the tents of others, there's a lot of hashkafic ideas that we learn from Bilam's bracha. I'm curious if he knew at the time what he was saying when Hashem put these words in his mouth. The word lahakir, to know, is very similar to the word nachri. They have similar letters. That when you know something, the more you know, the more you don't know. Because nachri means alien, lahakir means to know. That we don't look into each other's tents. Because even if I do look into your tent, I have no idea what's going on. I'll make preconceived judgments that do not make sense, that are not true. And I'll begin living my life in a way that I want to be like you, even though it's not so. Thinking the grass is greener. And this we see also in the Aseret HaDibros. When Hashem gives Aseret HaDibros, the last one is that we should not covet. We shouldn't be jealous. And it says, Lo sachmod kol asher l'reyecha. After it says, not your friend's wife or his animals or all the other things, his servants, kol asher l'reyecha, and everything he has. So the question is asked, if we already delineated the different pieces that we should not covet, why did it say kol asher l'reyecha and everything? Or it could have just said kol in the beginning, everything, and not say the different pieces. The Chazal say that you have to look at the entire picture, all that your friend has, and you're not going to want it. You may want a piece of it, you may want a little of it, but once you see everything, you're not going to want it all. And we see this also in Pirkei Avos, when it says, Haveidan es kol ha'adam l'kaf schus. You should judge everyone, or judge a person, everyone favorably. Kol ha'adam, the entire person. That there may be something that I really dislike about somebody, but if I look further, there is something that I can see that is l'dan chus, that is good, that they are doing that is good. So when I judge people in pieces, yeah, this is not going to work out. But when I look at the entire person, then I will see that which is good. Because you may have friends who are not the best at inviting people over, and they're not the best at reaching out. But when it comes to tzedakah, you've never seen anyone give more tzedakah freely and happily. It's unbelievable. I have what to learn. You may see someone who comes late to davening all the time, and they're not always so calculated when they're performing certain mitzvos. But when you see them interact with their parents, you say, I want their schus and olam haba. I don't know how they're able to take care of their parents so well. That's unbelievable, remarkable. There's something to learn from everybody. Again, Rashi says about the openings of the tent, that the openings were not facing one another. And the pischehem, the openings, can also refer to the peh. Because the peh is the opening to our body where we are able to relay that which we are thinking. That is our opening. So in other words, we're saying that even though we all have a peh, we all have a mouth, they weren't against each other. Different opinions, absolutely. Different ideas, yes. We need to learn from each other, different perspectives. But to have derogatory words for one another, Klal Yisrael didn't. They didn't. They knew how to disagree respectfully. And Bilam saw that also, that their peh, their mouths, were not against one another. Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer has a very interesting idea. And he said that the petach refers to an opening, that we don't find an opening to criticize others. Don't look for that petach, that little opening that I can pry open and say, oh yeah, that's horrible, that's terrible, I'm not going there, I'm not associating with them, no way, no thank you. Because we have to understand, in the Midbar, the Jewish people were with their own shevet. And every shevet had their strength, and every shevet had their mission. Not everyone was the same. But when people looked at one another, no one found the petach, the opening for criticism. They did not harm one another that way, which is how we need to treat one another as well. Not to find the petach, not to find that opening. Say, why do they always do that? Why are they always so grumpy when I see them? Why? That's the petach. Close the petach. Don't have it face one another. And another interesting concept that we learn from Bilam is that because the petach of the ohel, the petach, the opening, is where one is able to see out, like the window. We see out, we look to Shamayim, we look to the heaven, and we find our derech, we find our path to go towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many different paths. There are many different ways to serve Hashem, all within Torah, mitzvot, and halacha. Different ways. And when we can respectfully disagree with others, but maintain that I have my derech, I've got my way of serving God, and you have yours, and they're equally valid, they're equally important, they're equally cherished by Hashem, that's when the brachas will hold. That's when we'll have this tremendous connection to Hashem. Because we know there are many different drachim. There are many different ways of serving God. And again, all within halacha, all within Torah and mitzvos. But people do things different ways. And if we can take a step back and say, that's not my way, and that's okay. And they have their way, and that's okay too. And we both have al mi lismoch. We both have on who to lean back on and to get a mesorah from. Then we will all respect each other. We'll all respect each other in a different way. And that's what Bilam saw in us as well. It's interesting that when we say at the end of Shemona Esrei, Oseh Shalom B'Ramav, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu V'al Kol Yisrael. Oseh Shalom B'Ramav. There is Shalom above in the heavens, Hu Yaseh Shalom Aleinu. We'll have the same Shalom. How is there Shalom above? There are different malachim who are in charge of different things. There is the malach of war, the malach of peace, the malach of health, the malach of illness. We see that when Abraham was healed, three malachim had to come, because one for the healing, one to inform Sodom, one to tell Sarah she was going to have a child. So they're not always in sync with each other. But what they are in sync about is everyone is doing Hashem's will. Everyone is doing the Ratzon Hashem. So it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the middle. He's standing in the middle. And we're all in a circle around him on the border of Torah, mitzvot, and halacha. But we're all standing in a different place. So we all have a different perspective. But we're all doing the same mission. We're all serving God. That is shalom. That is peace. And Bilam saw that when he saw the petach of the ohel and people, different shvatim, how they were serving Hashem, not the same way, but yet all serving Hashem with the same purpose. So the bracha we see is all about the connection to Hashem through davening, through learning, through peaceful relations amongst the people, and that is where tremendous bracha comes from. Going forward a few weeks, we're going to be reading Parshas Re'eh. And the beginning of Parshas Re'eh, it begins with Re'eh Anochi Nosen Lifneichem Hayom Bracha Uklala. Behold, see, today I am giving you and putting in front of you bracha, blessing, and klala, and curse. Es habracha ater tishmu'u es hamitzvos Hashem Elokeichem asher Elohi mitzaveh eschem hayom. And the bracha comes from keeping the mitzvos. So Rashi does say that the bracha is from keeping the mitzvos. But the Ramban has a different perspective, and he says that what the pasuk is saying is derech habracha and derech haklala. I'm putting before you the path of bracha and the path of klala, the path of blessing and the path of curse, that it is in our hands. We have the choice. Are we going to choose bracha? Are we going to choose connection to Hashem? Are we going to choose the greatest blessing there can be is having a close relationship with God? Or are we going to choose Rachamim Litzan, the other side? But that's our decision. That's our choice. God's not telling us what to do. He's saying, here it is. What would you like? And the Rambam says on this, Rishus l'kol adam nesuna im rotza lihiyot l'tzad ha-tov. Every person is given the option if he wants to choose the side of good. Ulihiyot tzadik birshus harishus biyado. If he wants to be a tzadik, the permissibility is in his hands. So yes, Bilam gave us a beautiful bracha. He gave us a bracha of matovu. He gave us a bracha that we should be close to God, that we should have shoals, we should have schools, that we should know our derech, we should know ourselves and know who we are, yet be understanding of others, which is not so easy all the time. It is not so easy. But if we try to do that, we will get bracha. But in the parsha of Re'eh, Hashem is telling us, it is your choice. To be close to me is your choice. I'm here. I am here. I'm giving you these mitzvos. You may not understand them. You may not understand how they bring you close to me. Hashem is saying they do. And they will. And if you choose this path, you will have a life of bracha. You will have a life of tremendous blessing. So when we start our day with Baruch Atah Hashem, right? We're not blessing God. We're not saying, God, I'm blessing you. But rather we're saying, God, you are the source of all brachos. You are the source of all that is good. My job is to choose. My job is to choose. And with the 9 days here and Tisha B'Av around the corner, we don't have our Beis HaMikdash. And it's always hard to understand what we don't have. It's hard to understand. We think we're living in a really fantastic Jewish community and things are thriving and things are wonderful. It's hard to understand what it will be when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, of the incredible closeness that we'll have with Hashem. And so we are mispalo that we are able to take from the brachos that we have to get as close to Hashem as possible so that our Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt and we'll understand the closest that we can have that is even further. Anyone have any questions? Okay.